tens of thousands marked 16 years of the Srebrenica genocide Monday morning and showed their last respects to the 613 whose remains were found and identified during the last year. Bakir Izetbegovic, Bosnian member of the presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina, described Srebrenica as a dark stain on the face of the international community for their lack of effort to prevent the 1995 massacre.
Srebrenica is a black hole on the conscience of those who ordered and executed this crime that will live with them forever. They will be held accountable by their own faces in the mirror, by courts and by God for this deliberate and determined act of evil with which they diminished the dignity of humanity. We, the survivors of this genocide, are deeply touched by each passing anniversary, but we met this one with a small relief, knowing that the monster behind it is behind bars.
Ratko Mladic was charged for the massacre by the International Criminal Tribunal, was arrested in Serbia in May. Despite the evidence, his attorney plans to argue the genocide never happened.
Those who deny this genocide or attempt to minimize it add immensely to the grief of those gathered here today. Each time they deny what really happened here, they deny their own compassion and humanity.
Not all mass graves containing the remains of the Srebrenica victims have been found. When found, identification is often an issue, as remains are rarely complete.
I lost my father, sister, and lots of other relatives in Srebrenica. It is impossible to explain how I felt when they let me know they identified their remains. I lack the words. It's hard, very hard.
16 years after the massacre, the 613 remains identified by the International Commission of Missing Persons in the last year were finally buried. However, the work of the commission around Srebrenica is far from over, with some 1,500 still unaccounted for. Nikola Milikic, Press TV, Srebrenica.